The villager, wherever you are, good morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. As always, I'm here until the hour of 11, and with my team is still keeping me company. My team is still keeping me company. That is from the Namco bail hearing. Point of correction, from the state versus. versus Range Rover Oil 1 NA bail application. The application, or more like the deliberation, had to be pushed to today after the state filed an application for the postponement on medical grounds. That's a fancy way of saying that one of the guys, aka the prosecution side, was like, "I'm not feeling well." According to what was discussed at the as they concluded the application discussion last week, that was one of them had a big problem. So it will be continued. The discussion will continue. It's more of a discussion, only that is one of the most expensive discussions in the history of discussions. I said one of. We'll be switching from Mind the Gap Eagle FM to Range Rover Oil 1 NA, Mind the Gap. That is at 10 o'clock according to their according to their time. People from the look of things are already tuned in on YouTube channel, and people are like, you know what, let's find out, let's see this, let's hear this. And looking at the number of suspects that have to take the stand and state their case, and then their representative comes in, and then the state comes in, I feel like this is going to we are going to be doing this crossover for quite a few more days, if you ask me. But not the expert here. So with that out of the way, just that some heads up, we still have Range Rover Oil 1. This is still Mind the Gap show featuring Range Rover Oil 1 NA. So just keep that at the back of your head, and just so you are not caught off guard when I switch from. When I switch from Eagle FM Mind the Gap to Range Rover Oil 1 NA Mind the Gap. Well, good, Moss. Yeah. So, it's a Monday. I hope we are all well rested and full of energy. Take a moment of silence for the next part that's going to come. This moment of silence is for those ones that are waiting until marriage to get laid. Why would you start a comedy show? Because I have a fascinating story coming out of Thailand, and I've been sitting on this story for a while now, and I have, 20 minutes, I think. So it's just, let me just point out something, though. Celibacy is something that have always fascinated me. Never practiced it because I'm not that dumb. It's one of those things that I just sit there and ask myself one question, like, who came up with this scam? Because it turns out it's not something new. It's something that, dates back. It's something that you find all throughout history. Now, the Italians called them priests, The Romans called them, I think, something like that. Priest, you must swear to a life of celibacy. In other words, so now the part I don't understand is, this is just me. When I'm hungry, as in my stomach is empty, it starts making this sound. Now, that to me is a sign that, it's time to go to the fridge and just grab something to eat. I didn't decide to be hungry. I'm just hungry. So when my mouth is drier than the Sahara Desert, that's a sign that I need to drink some water because, I'm thirsty. So it's the same way. When I wake up in the morning at 3 o'clock in the morning thinking about you and I'm just rolling over my bed and I can't forget you, I'm texting you the next day. And fingers crossed, if things go well, we may, you know, take each other's clothes off in a very violent way. But now that brings us to not police violence. No, just, you know, somewhere in between violence and not too prude. That didn't start well. But anyway, the celibate part now, that's the part that I don't understand, because the guys that are saying, no, I mean, I swore never to get laid. When he's hungry, he goes to eat. When he's thirsty, he goes to drink water. When he's tired, he rests. Oh, yeah. What's wrong with you? Because, okay, sir, but now for those of you that swore to the life of celibate, we will let you be as far as we are enjoying. A Thai woman was arrested last week. A Thai woman was arrested for blackmailing monks for thousands of videos after getting laid. Now, monks are more like, monks are the equivalent of, call them what, I don't want to say priest because that will take us to the Dalai Lama, which is, the equivalent of Pope for them. Here's the thing. Well, if you join our organization, the first thing you have to do is to swear never to get laid. Now, anything that requires me to do that in this life, I don't care if there's a Bugatti on the other side, I'm making a 180-degree turn. What's the point of driving a Bugatti if you can't have something sparkly on the, something sparkly and very blessed in all sorts of way on the passenger seat? Like, I didn't see the point. Which is the part that makes me agree with Dave Chappelle, with Dave Chappelle when he said, men don't like anything. No, we pretend like we like anything. No, we don't. And I like how Dave Chappelle starts that point, because he knew he was going to he was going to ruffle a lot of feathers. He starts it by saying, we are going to disagree on this one, but from my point of view, I don't think men like anything. Men like things that gets them women. It's common knowledge out there that, men like cars. If cars did not attract Nyash, no one would buy them. Like, for what? Most of the thing, maybe not all though, because I do a lot of things as a guy that have gotten a lot of females go like, why do you even like these things? One of them is playing video games. I don't go out. Actually, I hate going out. And so I spend a lot of my time indoors. And that means I know my way around Alcatraz. I know my way around around black market. That's for Call of Duty players. So I know my way around a bunch of maps in video games. I don't know my way around a nightclub. I have no clue. Actually, I have a lot of clue of what goes in there, because I tried that life. It turns out, I mean, here's one thing though. I mean, I found myself in one of those nightlife establishments. I'm a terrible dancer, so I often choose to just sit there and observe. Here's the thing. I'm just sitting there looking at everyone. While they're dancing, they're listening to music, they have alcohol. At this point, I'm asking myself one question. What is it that's here that I cannot be able to have in my house anytime I want? Minus women, of course. That's you guys are very difficult to get to. Okay, it's not your fault. I have terrible pickup lines. Anyway, here's the thing. Yeah, well, I was told that, I love you the way the way the rabbit loves carrot is not a good pickup line. So I'm working on my pickup lines. So anyway, here's the thing though. So, I'm looking at this surrounding. They have alcohol. I can buy that. I have a bottle of wine in my room. So, I can decide to have bottles if I want. Heck, I can buy a whole crate if I want. Not now, month end maybe. Now I can barely afford one beer. Anyway, alcohol, I can buy this, and I can have that in my room. Music, I have that in my phone, I have that in my computer, I have that everywhere. Okay, a bunch of people around me, I don't like a bunch of people around me anyway, which is why I never leave the studio in the first place. So, then I was like, well, unless one, you know how to dance, and two, you can tolerate a bunch of people sweating around you for an extended period of time, you are not going to enjoy clubbing. Tried it, I was like, yeah, definitely not mine. So, clubbing, sure, I can avoid that. But any other things, I can try. I'm not saying I can't, I'm just saying I can try. Whether or not I will be successful, I'm not making promises. So, let's talk about this woman, though. Let's talk about this woman, though. The Thai police have arrested a woman who allegedly had sexual relations with monks. It's like having, sexual relations with a group of priests. And then they don't know that when they're taking off those robes to show you a good time, they are being filmed. And then after that, after that very wonderful night, or at least the monks / priests thought, in the morning when others text each other that, last night was so awesome, can't wait to do that again. Well, this priest received a somewhat whole different message. And that message went something along the lines of, well, here's the thing. You know how you, father, you be good, though, you be good. But here's the thing. I need $10,000. Well, what do you mean? Well, you know how you were spinning me left, right, and center in that room? Yeah, I was making a video of it. I'll send you a copy, just to show you that I'm not joking. Now the copy I'm going to send you, I'm going to send everyone else if you don't send me this amount of money. And the priest at this point, now in the name of his religion, at this point, are you not just lying to God? So, the monks at this point decided, hey, we're gonna hustle for money here. So they went hustling for money and then kept paying. And the thing about being blackmailed is that, just face the embarrassment. Because you are just delaying the inevitable. Sooner or later, if you are broke as I am, you are going to run out of money. And you won't have anything to send. And the video is gonna be revealed anyway. So, if you ask me, just face the embarrassment and then have your money. At least when you are dealing with the embarrassment, you have enough money to go and get drunk. Now, imagine, paying thousands and thousands of dollars in blackmail, and then, and then you run out of money, and then the person decides to make the video public anyway. So now you are embarrassed, and you are too broke to get drunk. I don't think there's anything, more painful than that. Okay, more being broke, Yes. Actually, that's more painful. I don't think there's anything. Not even a heartbreak is more painful than that. That's worse than a heartbreak. If I'm going to go through a painful situation, I must at least have a budget. Nami Brewery's budget. Nami Brewery's budget is very important. People have no idea how important Nami Brewery is, as budget is. Now, so let's now that's just in summary what happened here. But now the news in detail. Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. This is a comedy show. Take any of it serious, you end up into trouble. That's not on me or Eagle FM. Just your poor heart. Thai police have arrested a woman who allegedly had sexual relations with monks and then used photos and videos of the acts to extort money from them. to blackmail them and then get money out of them. Now, ladies, I'm not giving you any ideas. Now, the woman who police are calling Miss Golf, she nailed it, had sex with at least 9 monks, police said at a press conference on Tuesday, that's last week, and they believe she received around 385 million bahts, seriously, which is 11.9 million US dollars. Jesus! All they had to do was get laid. Oh, sorry. We cross over to Windhoek Magistrate Court in the matter, the bail hearing application, the bail application of in the matter of estate versus Range Rover Oil 1 NA. Mind the gap with helmet. Switching over. There's nothing wrong with your radio or my mic or my station. That's the technology being used in the court is terrible, terrible. And you people want it, you people want AI ambulances show off.
Nice people. Mr. Manchu is representing.
This guy's ruined my show for this. But it's not a ruin, it's a crossover. Whatever microphone is being used there must have been one of those microphones they buy from AliExpress.
Acting on behalf of and we are ready to.
China, no guarantee. No receipt. Type of microphone. But please stay, do stay tuned. We'll just keep trying it until. What sorcery is this? Un momento, s'il vous plaît.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that...
Well, it turns out I was right about AliExpress microphones. And everyone in the comment section is cooking the IT technicians that are in charge of sound in this case. And because now we're just looking at people standing up and sitting down and with mouths that are moving, and we don't really want to we don't want to practice reading lips. I mean, I don't mind reading the lips of a hot woman, but most of the guys talking here are guys, and last time I checked, I'm as straight as dry spaghetti.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
And we are at 10 o'clock on the dot, and the sound is still. Well, until the sound comes, until the sound comes, I'll just tell you what's going on. Right. The state is just picking his nose. Seriously, dude, on a live stream? Are you kidding me? Right, but moving on. I still have Mr. Elindi there answering the questions. You know, remember those days when you had to, when you had to listen to sports commentators on radio? They still do that, right? Please tell me they stopped. Really? No kidding. So, Mr. Elindi, how rich are you? Very rich, oh, very rich. Oh, they just decided to, terminate the whole thing, or more like, they just decided to stop the stream because, they don't want, me making fun of them. Because, last time I checked, I'm very good at that. Okay, I think they're gonna have to, restart it over and just, sort out their technical issues, and then that's when we'll be back. So, yeah, so, we'll just, keep an eye on them. We'll just, keep an eye, keep an eye on them. So, moving on. Where were we? People that, put their head up, maybe, they rose it somewhere and they say it. We will never get late. And it turns out inside they were dying, Because how else do you explain how this woman was able to trap them? It's either she was really hot, This did not take place in a Christian community, because if this was in a Christian community, my God, the way the devil would be blamed right now. No one would be blaming the tushies of those guys. Everyone would be like, you know what? It was just the devil. Which devil? Unless that devil is, a couple of hard words in between your legs, then we are not really, let's leave the devil out of this. You asked for these things. According to the Christian story of, according to the Christian story of creation, which is, my story, the one that I subscribe to, don't ask, long story, God created men and women, and the last thing he said to them, one of the things he said to them was, go be fruitful and multiply. Go be fruitful and multiply. Then we just wanted to be fruitful without multiplication, so we decided to invent all kinds of contraception. But Solomon was like, nah, I don't need any of that. My pullout game is top notch. This is one of those situations, if you ask me, where don't start a war with nature, because you are never going to win. At least before you start saying, monks, this, Buddhism, this, leave that religion. How to put this? As Christians, we cannot really make fun or criticize Buddhism or these monks on this one. Because every time this happens in Christianity, it's usually between a bunch of priests and underaged boys. So, believe me, we don't stand any ground of criticizing them on this one. Even if we got into an argument, even if you as a Christian got in an argument over this with your Buddhist friends, you don't stand a chance in that debate, because for some reason, a bunch of men in Christianity, a bunch of men just like to put their hand on the Bible and then swear not to get laid and then turn around and then start molesting children, which is nuts. Again, leave the kids out of this, find someone your age, and then get blackmailed in the process. Because, that's not as disgusting as molesting children, because that's just yikes. Where were we? Now, the woman, who's going by the name of Miss Golf. The woman who police calling Miss Golf, if this was in Namibia, would be calling her Miss Vrupa. Because we are in Namibia, let's just go with Vrupa. Now, Miss Vrupa showed a couple of monks, nine of them. Just how rich are these guys? Just nine of them. Just from nine of them, from nine monks. She made $11 million. Actually, she made $12 million, 11.9. That's $12 million. She was a millionaire. Now, imagine if she was to blackmail an entire congregation. Someone out there is taking notes. My sister, we are broke in this country. Most of us, plus most of us have just decided, you know what? The celibacy, count me out. It's celibacy and then there's, fasting, I'm on a diet and all that nonsense. Count me out. 11 million over the past 3 years. There's no way there were nine in 3 years. Okay. Unless you're talking about, three in year one, three in year two, three in year three. The math does add up. Again, one question. That's how loaded are these guys? Investigators have searched her house, investigators who searched her house found more than 80,000 photos and videos used to blackmail the monks, the police spokesperson. Don't mess with Thai women. Thai food, on the other hand, is kusna. No, that's just combining two different cultures. Very, 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 very delicious. I know that because there's a Thai restaurant just across the street. One of my favorite. And, where I you know, go to practice my chopstick skills every time that I have money. That's how to, you know, even if you like their culture, it's not free. It's a business. It's only in Africa where they will tell you, well, your mom and I were cousins. We grew up together. Can I have free cooking oil from your shop? Huh? I mean, I just watched you grow up. You are you are now all grown. You are a big man. I cleaned your diapers, not in front of my kids, ma'am. Well, you are a very, very wonderful boy now. Hey, what's that supposed to mean? But look, the point is, business is supposed to be business. Business is business. You take personal relationship out of it. Moving on. Now, 400, how many? Hang on a second. 80,000. 80,000 photos and videos combined. 80,000. No, the 80,000 is not money. It's not the money. The money is 11.9 million. She made sure that she had enough money for the lawyers. And most likely the judge, and also, you know, a couple of police officers to let, you know, to let the things as slide. Now, if you ask me, what these guys have started here is something that could spread to other religions as a money-making scheme. What am I talking about? Well, for those of you that are listeners of my show, you know that I have already talked about, single tax. Is it in the 1950s? Hang on a second. In Argentina, that's not 1950s. Single tax Argentina. Oh, this is one of the very nice, business model that I don't see in Namibia. But, well, it is already in Japan. Ladies, I think I should, I should make a topic out of this when I'm having a competition, because that's the only time you guys tune in. Bachelor. Thank you. Not single. Bachelor tax was implemented in Argentina. Oh, yeah. Bachelor tax, yeah, this was in the early 1900s, not in the 1950s, where the government passed a law. They saw a decline in the population, then the government passed a law that, we'll impose very heavy tax on any man that will not get married. But if you get married and have a family and multiply a population, you'll get a lot of tax incentives. Now, you can avoid all that pain of having to pay high taxes because you are not married if every now and then, at least two or three times a year, you have to show proof to the state that you really, really, really tried to get married and get laid. But it just didn't work out because these women just keep rejecting you. Something interesting happened. The women in Argentina, instead of looking at that as a case, they decided to see an opportunity in the middle of the whole thing. So they decided to come up with a business model called, you know, professional rejectors. Man, I like my job. Now, anyway, the professional rejectors, they formed organizations out of it. Now, what they do, you know how we have law firms that every time that you get into trouble with the authorities, you can hire a few lawyers from any law firm to go and represent you in court. Well, that's what happened. Every time that a guy was dragged to, every time that a guy was dragged by the authorities to explain why he's been single, I can't imagine the police doing that here in Namibia, because most of the police that I know are single. They, you know, will have to start by investigating them. But anyway, sorry guys. So these professional rejectors, they only had one job. What they did was, anyone that was facing, heavy taxes because of, because of not getting married. All they will have to do is, they will take money and then pay it to these, professional rejectors, and then just, make up one strategy. You know what, I'm giving this money to your organization. If you can just give me one or two of your girls to accompany me to court and just, take a stand, swear on the good book to tell the truth and nothing but the truth. And then tell, look the judge dead in the eye and tell him, my lord, he asked me, he wanted to marry me, but I just decided, nah, he's not my type, so I rejected him. Really? Ah, yes. When was this? This was on the 21st of January, 2024. I mean, the man would not just give up. He kept nagging. That's why we have this restraining order here. Nice. And then, the second madam will take the stand and go like, my lord, that's true. The thing is, I mean, he has a job, he's a nice guy, but, I'm just not feeling the vibe. And that type of nonsense that you ladies sometimes give as an excuse not to go out with someone. you are a very nice guy. If you ask out a girl and she starts with, you are a very nice guy, tell her to stop. Tell her, okay, madam. Yeah, thank you very much. It was worth a shot. Thank you very much. Because usually what comes is, you are a very nice guy, but you were just too short. Hey, what am I supposed to do? Grow taller? I'm 34. Last time I checked, you don't grow any taller at that age. You can try high heels and then twist your ankle, but in the name of growing tall, I'm not doing that. And which is now where I just, say, ladies, thank you very much. Whoever coined the term short kings, on behalf of all people that are under the height of 1.53 meters, according to the Ministry of Home Affairs ruler, thank you very much for coining that term. Thank you so much. But anyway, professional rejectors, basically their jobs was to go and testify under oath that they have rejected you, and that's why you're still single, so that you can avoid paying tax, those, bachelor tax or single people tax in Argentina in the early 1900s. Commercial break.
Unlock your future with Goldstone Software Engineering Institute. 2025 intake for June, July is open for certificate and diploma in information technology, software engineering, human resources management, business administration, and various short courses such as AutoCAD, computer literacy skills, A+, and PC technician, etc. Goldstone Software Engineering Institute's courses are fully accredited by NQA, and courses are very affordable. Goldstone Software Engineering, equipped with modern facilities, and courses are offered by qualified professionals. Funding is available from NSFAF and local banks. For entry requirements and to apply, go to our website www.goldstone.com.na or email admission@goldstone.com.na. For more information, call Aneria at 081-6576-365 or Aaron at 081-6354-851 or 061-2341-86.